In this bulletin, Australia's jobless rate tipped to rise again. Donald Trump's niece says her uncle is utterly incapable of leading the United States. And in sport, several stars to miss tonight's NRL Grand Final rematch. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Jobs figures out today are expected to reveal the harsh economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Bureau is tipped to reveal a further rise in Australia's rate of 7.1%. Economists say the market may have stabilised since the release of the May jobless figures, but the unemployment rate is still likely to rise as more people seek work. And the government is launching a new skills investment program called Job Trainer. The federal government will invest $500 million into the $1 billion scheme, with the remainder matched by the states and territories that sign up. The program will focus on reskilling Australians to enable them to move into industries with bright employment prospects. Donald Trump has tried to play down reports of a rift with a top infectious diseases specialist as the United States closes in on 140,000 COVID-19 deaths. Tensions between the president's administration and Dr. Anthony Fauci have intensified after trade advisor Peter Navarro accused him in a newspaper opinion piece of being wrong on everything concerning the coronavirus. President Trump says Mr. Navarro was voicing his own opinion and shouldn't have spoken out.
We're all in the same team, including Dr. Fauci. I have a very good relationship with Dr. Fauci, and we're all in the same team. We want to get rid of this mess that China sent us. So everybody's working on the same line, and we're doing very well. We're doing well in a lot of ways, and our country's coming back very strong.
COVID-19 numbers have surged across the country with more than 139,500 deaths from the virus. Donald Trump's niece has described her uncle as utterly incapable of leading the country after a court lifted a gag on her talking about her tell-all book on the United States president. Mary Trump, who's a psychologist, says President Trump fits all the descriptions of a narcissist. In an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, Ms. Trump says it would be dangerous to allow her uncle to continue as president.
Based on what you see now or what you saw then?
Based on what I've seen my entire adult life.
What do you want to happen now?
This country is on a precipice, and we have a decision to make in the not too distant future about who we want to be and where we want to go as a country. It's hard for me to process just how many awful things are going on simultaneously on a daily basis.
The death toll from flash flooding in Indonesia has risen to 21, with another 23 still missing. The floods caused by heavy rain submerged thousands of homes in the South Sulawesi province. More than 15,000 people have been displaced and are seeking refuge in temporary shelters. Mud as high as 2 metres is making search and rescue efforts difficult, as well as limiting the amount of aid that's able to be distributed to affected communities. Disneyland Paris is welcoming back visitors following a 4-month coronavirus closure. Masks are mandatory and an advance booking is required. Visitors must maintain a metre distance from each other. Hundreds of hand sanitizer and hand washing stations have been set up across the park. Rides where social distancing is difficult have not reopened, and neither have playgrounds and makeup workshops. One visitor says he's ecstatic to be back.
It's a joy. It's really great. I'm 42 years old, but when I came and I saw Disney characters and all the people, I had tears in my eyes. It's like a return to normal life.
In sport, tonight's NRL Grand Final rematch between the Canberra Raiders and the Sydney Roosters will be missing many of their star players. More than a third of the players from last year's decider will not be in action. 9 of Canberra's 17 players from last year's Grand Final will face the Roosters in the match at the Sydney Cricket Ground, and the Roosters will be without at least 6 of their Grand Final stars. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, showers and a late storm likely, 21 degrees. Adelaide should be sunny and 16. Some morning fog in Melbourne, 13 degrees. Hobart, a possible shower, 11. Canberra, light morning frost and 13. Wollongong, a shower or two and a windy day, 16. Sydney, much the same, 17. Newcastle, similar conditions, 16 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 22. Cairns, sunny as well, 26. And Darwin, also sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.